Why do we need to understand issues of doctrine? Why? Is it that important? What can it provide for us, really? Well, I have with me Dr. George Koch. We call it What We Believe and Why, because it does matter. Let me bring him in. He's in studio with me today. How are you, George?
Carl, I'm great. How are you?
Really good to have you back. I'm
good to be here.
Good. I'm doing great. It's just a joy to have you with me here every week, and I think it's true. My producer said to me, Carl, we've got to do a reset. And just be sure that we're clear with why are we doing this? And I think that's a great question to ask. You as a pastor always want to ask people to ask the question, why?
I think it's critical that we ask the question, why do we believe? Rather than just simply assert what it is we believe, if we don't understand it, both at an intellectual and a heart level, ultimately that faith will grow weak and even fail.
Yeah, interesting. You walked in here today, and we got a 90-degree angle for our topic coming out of the chute, because I saw your clerical collar.
Yes, sir.
Because George Koch is an Anglican, don't you know?
I am.
But they call you a priest in the Anglican Church.
I do.
But boy, that can be confusing. And you gave me some clarity that I didn't want to keep from you, our listener, right now, because you're gonna love this. George, let's back up and talk first about the collar from a standpoint of the biblical understanding of what is priest. And we'll talk about the practical outworking of what it actually gains for you in this culture.
Certainly. The word priest in English actually is not the same word that's used in the Greek to refer to Jesus as the great high priest, nor is it the word that's used to refer to Christians
priesthood of
as
believers.
The priesthood of all believers.
Okay.
It's a different word in Greek. The word for the priesthood of all believers and for Jesus as the great high priest in Greek is hieros. The word for what I am, priest, also in English, same word in English, but the word in Greek for me is presbyter or presbyteros, which means simply elder. And it's intended to describe someone who functions in the body of Christ as an elder, as a more mature person to help bring other believers along. Both words came down in English as priest, but completely different roots.
It's an unfortunate coming down into
very
English.
Very confusing.
Okay, so how do we clarify this? Because if there's one malady in the Christian church today, it's that many people have wrongly ascribed almost a higher level. I want to be careful with this because we know that teachers are going to be called into account because the authority that they brandish is powerful.
It can be.
It
certainly
can be very powerful.
Right.
So there is a sense of different office or holdings, but there's no hierarchy in the kingdom of God. And what's interesting is that the priesthood of believers, that's what's... When Jesus was crucified, the tearing of the veil is a thing that gave access.
Everyone had access into the Holy of Holies.
Into the Holy of Holies.
That's right.
Modern day priestendom, if I could stretch that term, I think I just created a new groovy term. Modern day priestendom kind of takes us backwards from the tearing of the veil
in some people's eyes. Because it's a misunderstanding, I think.
Okay, so
let me talk about my collar, because although there is debate about this,
okay,
my understanding of the collar is that it represents a slave's collar.
Really?
And it means that I'm a bond servant of Jesus Christ. I'm not somebody over you who's your boss, but rather I'm a servant as Jesus was a servant.
How awesome is that, George?
That is.
But most don't hear that.
Most see the collar and, I think, wrongly assume an arrogation of power.
Interesting.
And there are likely pastors, priests who wear their collars for just that reason, because they're human beings, and all of us human beings fail in many ways, including arrogance. But I would say the majority of people I know who serve, who wear collars, are people who genuinely desire to be servants of God, to
no
be
doubt.
Humble, and to serve that way.
No doubt. I mean, I've got some good friends that are Anglicans that are, my goodness, just godly, godly people. You're one that I consider to be truly a humble, gentle, gracious, bold courageous man of God.
Thank you.
So I appreciate the way you carry your collar. And yet, I want to come back to this because there is such a challenge. Some people labor and toil in their shame because they don't know the accessibility of the Savior.
Absolutely right. And often mistakenly believe that the only access to him is through clergy, an old and mistaken piety, that the clergy are close to God and the people go to the clergy in order to learn what God wants from them or to have relationship with God. And it's not necessary.
Yeah. My guest right now, Dr. George Koch, pastor of the Res Church in West Chicago. It's a city, and you can find it easily. But I want to give you another taste. If you haven't heard George yet, he's got a radio program on AM 1160, Sundays at 1 p.m. Take a listen. You're going to love it. Back to the caller.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you came in today. Well, obviously, we took a little diversion away from the book, but this is an important topic because the caller can both drive people away from a correct biblical understanding of what really Christ has come to do in each of your life as you're listening, but it also can give you, because uniforms matter, an opportunity to garner some respect and really be used mightily of the Lord.
Well, and in fact, I would say that that is certainly true, particularly in some places like hospitals. My collar gains me access to the deepest innards of a hospital, including the ICU, when someone is in crisis. And although there are exceptions, most doctors recognize the authority of the collar as a help, not a hindrance, not just another person who's in the way, but as real spiritual sustenance and support. And they welcome me because they see the collar. They know immediately who I am and what it is that I represent, which is God Almighty.
A lot of people understand this full well, but sometimes you get hit out of the blue with some humorous things. You walked into a service station one time.
Oh, yes.
And you got to share this one.
Well, I was wearing what's called a tab collar, and that's where you have a collar, and then there's a tab in the center of it. You've seen those.
Yes.
And I walked into a service station after a meeting, and there was a very sweet young man, probably 17, 18 years old, behind the counter. And I went in to buy something, and he looked at me, and he said, sir, this is very embarrassing to have to tell you this, but you know when you buy a new shirt, that little piece of cardboard that comes in the collar, you still have it in there.
Oh, that's outstanding.
It was
wonderful. Did you say in response?
Well, I smiled at him and I said, I'm a priest. And he went, oh, no, I'm so sorry.
That is so outstanding.
It was fun.
That's outstanding.
It was fun. We both had a good laugh.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that was a little diversion. If you're new to 180, we're walking through a book called What We Believe and Why. You can get a copy at whatwebelieveandwhy.com. And I want you to know that next week we're going to forge back into it because we've talked caller extensively.
We have.
Next week we're going to talk communion. Sound fair?
Big topic next week.
We're going to do it. Thanks for listening in. This is 180. I'm Carl Claussen. Hang on. Your life, a new direction.